Hello everyone, it's Yana here with Gentwin. I'm just coming back from school drop-off. It's the 8th of December, but this is my contribution for day 7. We just had it was the second advent, wasn't it? We finally got the Christmas decorations out yesterday, and that took a while. Though, as every year, once the kids had selected their stocking, and got hold of the Santa hats, they weren't really interested anymore. They did try out a few of the German decorations, because they're kind of, they seem to forget about them from year to year, and then they like to test them again. We had our first trial run of a Räuchermännchen yesterday, which is a little smoking, well, they can little smoking men, I suppose, to translate them. They're sort of little wooden figurines, and you can take the top off and then put like a special little incense candle in there, and then if you replace that, so they've got a hole. They basically look like a man with a pipe. Well, you can get them in different designs, but most of them are like a man with a pipe, and they've got a hole where the mouth is, so once you put the candle in and it starts smoking, that's all you just get smoke from that. And then that comes out the mouth and it looks like they're smoking. It's pretty cool. It's also pretty smelly, which is why we never light them that often. Actually, I've not lit them at all with the kids around. And sure enough, they did complain that it's a bit smelly. but it smells very Christmassy, which I guess was the idea. So we did that, and then Simon went out with a few people from school on a Santa sleigh fundraiser. I've done two of those when I was on the committee of a preschool, so I know what they're like. Even went on the same round, and this time it was with the school, and they were a bit desperate for people, so there was a lot of the dads that kindly got themselves volunteered to do it. But they did really well with their fundraising. And so they basically go from door to door. If anyone doesn't know what Santa sleigh is, I didn't. So you go from door to door. It's organised by the local Lions. And they have a minibus and a trailer with a sleigh on. And they come with a Santa, who has a bucket full of toys, and they just go around the particular area. They go around all the streets, play loud Christmas music, and people there already know that Santa will be coming. So if there are any kids, they come to the doors, kids and teenagers. Apparently there were quite a few teenagers who took selfies with Santa. How funny. But I remember that. I remember from the days when X Factor was on, a bit earlier than it is now. The kids would, the teenagers would always interrupt their X Factor viewing to come out and say hello to Santa and try not to look embarrassed. but the little kids is really cute, because they come out and say, "Oh, the Santa!" So they did really well. So basically you go to the doors and say that you're collecting for local charity, and then hopefully people give you a bit of money. And then that gets shared out amongst all the schools, preschools, and other charities who've done it. And it gives them a bit of extra money, so that's good. I think we girls are very boring. We always came straight home when we finished our round, but the guys went to the pub, so they made a good evening of it as well. Anyway, very cold today. I can see 1, 2, 3 planes in the air. That's 2 bound for Heathrow, I would reckon, from the course they're taking, and one's just come out of Luton. Oh, and there's another one far overhead, but it's a very, very clear sky today, which would explain why it's so cold. Better go. Henry's got his dress rehearsal or afternoon performance, whatever you call it, of his Christmas play. He's a sheep, so I shall see if if that can be my boo for the day from there. But yeah, that'll make my charge-free hours a little bit shorter, but I'm looking forward to seeing that, because that is always really lovely and Christmassy. So I'll report back later from that. Thanks for listening, and hope you all had a good weekend, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.